Hi, and welcome to another episode of RJ's Retort. If you don't agree with me, or even if you do, let's talk about it. Leave a voice message at anchor.fm/RJ-Dickens/message. Please like our RJ's Retort, RJ's Legislative Agenda, and Kansas Needs a Real Person Law pages on Facebook, where you can find links to previous podcasts and related news articles. And tell a friend. We need 840 more plays to reach the next level of commercial support. As I said on our last podcast, I have the unique ability to make my liberal friends' heads explode when they find out I have conservative friends as well, and many of them are ardent pro-lifers. As many of you are aware, I was raised in a household where emotions were looked down upon. Any emotional outburst on my part was quickly greeted by my father's belt. Now granted, these days, what my father did would be considered inappropriate, but the point remains that I learned a valuable life lesson from him. Emotions are counterproductive. That is even more evident today, but as usual, I digress. The point is, on the issue of abortion, the volume of emotion emanating from both sides is so deafening that I instinctively shut out all of it. So my position on abortion is unequivocal. I'm for whichever side isn't screaming in my ear at the moment. And right now, thanks to the machinations of Susan Weigel and Mary Kay Culp, the cacophony is coming from the leadership of the pro-life movement in Kansas. So I'd like to address the balance of this missive to my pro-life friends. A lot of my pro-choice friends don't understand how I can have friends who are pro-life. To me, it's just a matter of respect. When some people are said to have deeply held beliefs, something I think too many people don't respect enough these days, I'm able to relate to individuals like that even if I don't completely agree with them. I wish sometimes people could understand the issues I'm most passionate about, but that would require research and thinking, and that's too much to ask. But let's get to the point. I'm proud of the many friendships and otherwise good relationships I've developed with figures in the pro-life movement. I'm deeply appreciative of people like former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein and the late Dave Gittrich for the conversations we've had over the years, and the opportunity to learn another person's thought process. And so, I come to this conversation not with condescension, but with an open mind, and as I hope you will as well. I respect the fact that despite our disagreements, almost every pro-life person I've had the opportunity to have a deep conversation with has won my respect for what I've come to see as deeply held convictions from what you view as a biblical perspective. And unlike some of my more cynical liberal friends, I don't see your thoughts as dominionist, sexist, or even bigoted. I can tell this is coming from your hearts, based on the way that you and I were raised. And it's from this perspective that I ask you to please reconsider your leadership's efforts to block all legislation even remotely related to Medicaid expansion unless the House passes a constitutional amendment on abortion and places it on the August ballot. And what's being considered related to Medicaid expansion by Susan Weigel and reportedly Mary Kay Culp boggles the mind. We're talking about bills ranging from human trafficking to creating a new state's veterans home in Leavenworth. If you understand what's going on here, please help me understand. When I and most people think of human trafficking, I think of girls being forced into sex work, and immigrants, legal and illegal, forced into virtual slavery. And veterans? Really? Veterans? I realize the vast majority of our current listeners are in South Central Kansas. So the thought of a drive from Wichita to the current veterans home in Winfield, or even the one in Fort Dodge, doesn't sound like that big of a deal. But imagine if you lived in Topeka, Kansas City, or Fort Scott in Pittsburgh. Think of having a loved one, someone who'd served our great nation 3, 4, even 5 hours away. And the Department of Defense had offered a building at Fort Leavenworth free of charge for the state to use. All the legislature had to do was accept the offer. How does honoring our veterans, making it more convenient for their families to see them, promote abortion? How is this even remotely related to Medicaid expansion? Or could this be a raw attempt to protect State Senator Kevin Braun by attempting to embarrass his likely opponent, State Representative Jeff Pittman? And now, in light of the closing of Sumner Community Hospital in Wellington and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, I respectfully and prayerfully ask that you urge your leaders to reconsider their strategy of holding every bill in Senate committee, even remotely related to Medicaid expansion, unless and until a constitutional amendment overturning last year's Kansas Supreme Court decision on abortion is placed on the August ballot. I pray you can step outside yourselves and see that in light of the day's event, what your leadership is doing in your name has done damage to the credibility of the pro-life movement in Kansas. And if you don't believe me, then why is your perceived champion, at least in her mind, Susan Weigel, have only 8% support in the most recent poll in the Republican race for U.S. Senate? I'm sorry, but how much talent does it take to make Kris Kobach look sane and compassionate? Granted, we're a divided nation, and after 50 years of cable and over 25 years of MSNBC and Fox News, having a discussion with almost anyone these days is like the old fable of the two blind people trying to describe an elephant to each other. One is at the back and feels the elephant's legs and tells the other he's in a forest. The other is at the front of the elephant and reports that he has encountered a giant snake. I don't see what you see. You don't see what I see. Perhaps we could try a different analogy, one familiar to me from my years officiating football. In football, you have more than one set of eyes on any given play, and you'll frequently see officials huddling after a flag is thrown, and this is where the officials go over what they saw, and then the referee decides and makes the call. So here's what I'm seeing from my angle. I'm seeing a lot of anger toward the pro-life movement, especially since the closing of Sumner Community Hospital in Wellington, and of course, the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. As you can imagine, I get a lot of questions from people on items in the news, and this is no exception. And the questions I get asked most about this are, if they believe in life, why do they support closing hospitals? Or, do they believe what Susan Weigel said about the time Sumner Community Hospital closed, that this was democracy in action? Now, I know State Senator Gene Sullentraub made a half-hearted attempt to respond to these questions in a newspaper op-ed prior to widespread news of the pandemic. But it came across as lame and condescending, probably because most people think of him as lame and condescending. So I pray that his answer is not your answer. And if it isn't, I hope you can see that if the Kansas legislature returns to Topeka this year, the continuation of this tactic only serves to damage the pro-life cause in Kansas, perhaps permanently. And if you do see that, and I hope for your sakes you can, I urge you to contact your leadership and Senate President Susan Weigel and urge them to end what seems like a selfish, heartless tactic and allow Medicaid expansion to be voted on the Senate floor. Even as someone who more often than not disagrees with her, and no doubt has had more than one weed in her yard named in my honor, it's hard to watch someone who was only recently considered to be the most respected member of the Kansas legislature deteriorate before our very eyes into a bitter old woman reminiscent of the Gloria Swanson character in Sunset Boulevard. Well, that's it for another episode. Remember, if you disagree or even agree with me, leave a voice message at anchor.fm/rj-dickens/message, and we'll air it on the next podcast. And please take a moment to like our Facebook pages, RJ's Retort, RJ's Legislative Agenda, and Kansas Needs a Real Person Law, where you can find links to previous podcasts and related news articles. And tell a friend. We need 862 more listeners to reach the next level of commercial support. I'm RJ Dickens. We'll talk again.